The next patient is Deborah McGee. The first name, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name, M-C-G-E-E. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, dash 3A. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital. At the time of admission, that was on August the 3rd, 2024, the patient had a creatinine of 1.1, BUN of 19, and an estimated EFR of 54. And after surgery, and there was a cholecystectomy, the patient had a creatinine of 1.3 and a BUN of 32. I have to point out that the patient was under the evaluation for congestive heart failure. Diuretics were given IV, and for that reason, there was the trend of the creatinine to go up and the kidney function to go down with a result of CKD stage 3B. The proteinuria wasn't assessed at the time of this admission. Following number. The patient has type 2 diabetes that has been under control. During the hospital stay, it was fluctuating between 100 and 200. The patient continues to take the oral hypoglycemics that always help her. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated and without evidence of exacerbation. Following number, hypertension that is with a tendency to go lower because of the administration of diuretics. We are going to stop the use of the losartan. The patient was placed on metoprolol because of tendency to tachycardia. And because of the systolics that had been between 100 and 110, we are going to hold the administration of losartan. We reevaluate this blood pressure during the next visit. We are going to request the patient to have a blood pressure log in order to sure of the numbers that we have to deal with. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease. She has a history of congestive heart failure, and indeed, she was fluid overloaded when she was in the hospital, and she has to be treated for the congestive heart failure before she was taken to OR. The patient has a history of sick sinus syndrome. A permanent pacemaker is in place. The patient was not on anticoagulation. She has been referred to the electrophysiologist in Tampa to consider a Watchman procedure for the atrial fibrillation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the labs and the history. Following number was the face-to-face, that was 20 minutes, and the documentation, 8 minutes.